Blog Talk Radio.
Magnificent Wednesday morning, and I am broadcasting out of New Milford, where it is a crisp, beautiful morning. All the leaves are so lusciously green, and it is so good to see this time of year again. As usual, we are up for an amazing treat this morning because my guest is hanging out in the virtual green room, and I'm telling you, grab your pens and pads because you will be getting a lot of great nuggets this morning that you will be able to use to enhance your business. My guest is none other than Dr. Cheryl Cuddle out of Canada. And I'm going to bring her on momentarily. So in the meantime, for those of you who are in the chat room, give me a minute to get there. I will get there momentarily. You know I love you guys a lot, so just bear with me. And as always, I am still looking for a producer, someone who will be able to manage the technical aspects of this show. So if you are interested and you believe in what I'm doing, I encourage you to send me an email at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, or you can go ahead and send me a message via the radio show site here. I will welcome your call and welcome you being part of the dialogue this morning. And yes, you can do that by calling 1-646-915-8166. And again, I want to just say a big thank you and send a big bear hug to all those magnificent people down in Harlem, New York, who showed me such a great time and an outpouring of love this past Sunday. I felt like family, and the energy was magnificent. I tell you, listeners, New York is happening. New York is happening. The entrepreneurs are happening, and I tell you, it was such a treat to watch everyone just walking in their own style of confidence and knowing who they are and what they are about, and just to embrace me in what I'm doing, and also to lift my stylist Willie up. I tell you, the man is happening. He is such a blessed brother. He knows his craft, and he's doing a lot of wonderful things. So I want to thank the people who embraced me and showed me so much love. And if you are planning an event and would love to have me live cast broad from your location, that's something that I've added to my portfolio and will be doing. So reach out to us, and you can visit drdaphne.im, I-N, and you can leave your request there, and you'll see the information how you can speak with my marketing specialist. We also have an opportunity for you to advertise your business on my international bulletin board, 20 words for a mere $10 a month. And what that will give you, it will give you the perks of also be the first to opt into some magnificent specials that I will be rolling out in a couple of months. So visit drdaphne.in, and you will see all that information there. So that's part of the housekeeping that I have to do this morning. And without any further delay, I feel deep down that I have known this lady, although we have not personally met. But as I spoke with her on the phone, there's so much of her in me and vice versa. She's just doing some amazing things. She's from one of the West Indian Islands, and so am I. So I just went ahead and adopted her, not only as a colleague and as another powerful professional, but as my sister. So, Dr. Cheryl Cuddle, good morning, and how are you?
Hi, good morning, Daphne. How are you?
I am wonderful. I feel so blessed to be having you on. And I know we did not schedule her, but if your daughter wants to come on after you to talk about what she's doing, we can welcome that, because we have the second part available that we can accommodate her. So you can put her a note, and if she wants to win, we will do that. So, Dr. Cheryl Cuddle, doing a lot of things. You are rolling out a lot of powerful things. You're a business consultant, and you have just committed an amazing career in helping us to get things in priority order. But before we get into all of that, I would like for you to introduce yourself to the listeners around the world and let them know about your humble beginnings.
Okay. Before I get into that, Daphne, I would like to say thank you for having me on your New Day radio show. It's a pleasure to be talking with such a dynamic woman who is doing so much for others to empower them. And so I'm really glad to be a part of your show. I also appreciate the fact that you have not only embraced me as a colleague, but you have also embraced me as a sister, and I appreciate that.
Yes, thank you so much, Dr. Cuddle.
Now, the question that you asked me in terms of who I am, I would like to say that I'm the founder and the owner of Cuddle's Professional Consulting. We have four portfolios we carry, one in educational development, organizational development, professional.
Dr. Cuddle, before you go into your profession, I want you to set the pace by letting people know about your beginnings, you know.
Well, okay. I was born in Trinidad and Tobago. I'm the first child of six children. And I have three brothers and two other sisters. And I have to say that I was born in a very caring family. And we had the opportunity of migrating to Canada in the 70s, and so I left Trinidad around that time to come to North America. And I have one daughter, and her name is Yvette Michelle, and she's married to Don, Darby, and they have two children. So I'm a tall grandmother, and right now in my life, I am sharing myself between my business development and my clients, and I'm also trying to be the best grandmother I can be, providing support to my daughter, because a year ago she had her last baby, and she was having some difficulties during her pregnancy, so I was I had to join to take up the slack, so to speak.
Yeah, wonderful, so, wonderful. And, you know, it's amazing to listen to you share that, because that's what entrepreneurship does for us. It allows us to be doing our business, our businesses, for those of us who have more than one. And it also allows us to give our best to our family when it's needed.
Yeah.
Because if you were in a corporate job, you could not pack up and say, well, I got to go to Canada or I got to go to Trinidad to do what is needed.
Yeah.
Because they would say to you, you don't have the leave. Or if you have the leave, you don't have that much.
Yeah.
But because you're a business owner, you can do that. You are there for your clients. You're there for your daughter. You're there for your son-in-law. You're there for your grandchildren.
Yeah.
And what a beauty. What a beauty. So you were born and raised in Trinidad, loving, supportive family.
Yeah.
And I'm from the West Indies, where I know, and I'm sure it is the same way in Trinidad, where they tell you, go to nursing school, become a teacher, work at the post office, work at the parish council, become a policeman. Nobody's talking about becoming an entrepreneur. So how did you break that mold, Dr. Cuddle?
I think I was able to break that mold in the sense that I think I wasn't the conventional young woman growing up, or even the child growing up. I always see the need for entrepreneurship. Like, my dad planted a lot. He took a hobby towards agriculture, and he produced such beautiful food and in abundance. And I will observe him just pack a bag for people as they come to the house and ask for pumpkin or watermelon or peas or beans or whatever. And I would always ask him, why aren't you selling? And he never sold it, you know. But there's a good side to that also. I found out that several years afterwards, I met a young man, and he said to me, you know, Cheryl, the people of this village have to be grateful to your dad. I said, why you say so? He said, because without him, they would not have had food. Many of them would not have had a meal to eat. So I said, well, many people did not come to our house to ask for any of the produce that he had. He said, no, they didn't have to. He said, the place was open. He said, they put the pot on the fire, and they'll come across, and they'll take or thief whatever they wanted, whether it was cassava or whether it was sweet potato, or dasheen, or yam, or whatever it was.
Dasheen, girl, I love dasheen.
And so coming from that and observing that, I felt that my dad could have sold it. But then realizing later on that there's a good to everything. And
exactly.
So I don't think that what he was doing or what he did was a wrong approach to supporting people. But I also come from a family that was entrepreneurial, in that my great-grandfather was also an entrepreneur in the early 1900s. And so I think coming from that kind of family line, I think I have seen it and developed an appreciation for entrepreneurship.
I know why we are so connected. My grandfather was also an entrepreneur. He butchered goat and he sold it. And I'm sure if you read my story, you read that I spoke about Grandfather Edmund there. And now I know why our spirit just
meshed there.
And as you rightfully said, what your dad was doing was not wrong.
No.
Because he has molded you into understanding about customer service.
Yeah, I guess, yes.
He wasn't selling it, but people were free and they were welcome to come and get the best of what he had.
Yeah.
And knowing that, they were not committed to giving him any monetary reward.
Yeah.
But even years later, this young man could talk about what your father did.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So when, at what stage of your life you decided, I want to go into business? And not only do I want to go into business, I want to become a business consultant where I can help others understand the importance.
Well, to answer that question, I think in 1994, I decided to register the business called Cutler's Professional Consulting.
Mm.
And so it was in 1994 that I had took a formal approach to it. But prior to that, I was also in a bit of real estate also. I did, I have an apartment in my property in Trinidad, and I rent that apartment out. So I've been doing that for many years, for over 15, 20 years, I've been renting my space. So I've been doing that, and as a sort of to develop an income stream, so to speak, and the consultancy started in 1994. We are registered my business in Canada, and it's also registered in Trinidad and Tobago.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And you decided you wanted to consult in small business and different aspects of the business development and you know, and sustenance and all of that. I want for you to give the listeners a list of all the areas that you focus on in business consulting, and then we are going to go ahead and highlight each part that you do.
Well, yes, there are four portfolios that I look at in Cutler's Professional Consulting, and the first one looks at educational development, and then I do organization development, I do professional and business development. So we have four portfolios that we focus on. However, our services extend to a number of fields or business fields, including human resource development. We do computer technology in terms of the implementation of technology, plus I do training in technology. I do website development.
Let us focus on the portfolio.
Okay, then.
For the person who is listening now, and they like the story you mentioned about your father, and they've been thinking and struggling with, you know, wanting to become an entrepreneur. Let us begin with that portfolio where the person that's listening can call you up and say, well, I didn't know where I was before I listened to you on that show this morning.
Okay.
Which is that portfolio for the beginner, and then we will just go on with the other portfolio.
Okay, then. The educational portfolio provides curriculum development, and I particularly focus on organizations that need teacher training. So I look at curriculum development and teacher training. I do under that portfolio. I also look at the integration of computer technology in the curriculum, and I also have an area that I focus on tutoring. I also do adult literacy, and I have a tutoring service that I offer to children from the earlier grades to, in Trinidad and Tobago in particular, to high school. So that's particularly, that part of it is done in Trinidad, the tutoring part of it.
Dr. Cuddle, excuse me. What I'm trying to get is for the new people who want to start their entrepreneurship business, and they're going to call you up for consulting with you prior to them delving in and starting the business. Do you offer that initial consultation for people
yes.
who want to become entrepreneurs?
Yes, I do that. People, it's under coaching on my mentoring program that I have. And,
okay, so that's the part I want for you to talk
yes,
about now.
People can call in if they are trying to, you know, grapple with where they want to go with their
mm-hmm.
Entrepreneurial vision. I have
mm-hmm.
had people who know where they want to go, but they don't have the resources to go there. And
mm-hmm.
so when they call me, I help them to identify things that they can do before, as a short term, to get where they eventually want to go. Because sometimes we might want to achieve or do something, and at the time that we want to do it, we don't have what it takes for the resources, whether it's
yeah.
finance or knowledge. But
mm-hmm,
if we go
mm-hmm.
another direction, we can come back
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and achieve and pursue the two goals that we really want to
achieve.
So
do you also do like business plan or marketing plan or research?
Yes, I do business. Yes, I do business planning. I do marketing planning. I provide overall business development for people in terms of branding, how to brand themselves, how
Wonderful.
To integrate social media marketing into their business
okay.
plan. I also help them to identify what technology that they might need overall to
mm-hmm.
integrate into their business plan so that their business operations can be
mm-hmm.
could achieve peak performance, so to speak.
Wonderful.
You know,
Wonderful.
So
what do you find most rewarding in the type of consultancy that you offer? If you could pick three things that you said, this is the reason, this is what propels me each day.
I think meeting people, and you can change their behavior, you can change their, help them to define or refine their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I think satisfaction comes out of that when you see people change and people evolve and people become
yes.
what they want to be. I think
yes.
that is in itself is a very rewarding for me. And
yes.
So I think for me that's it. When people are able
mm-hmm.
to look at you, listen to what you have said,
mm-hmm.
integrate it into their life and make a
and transform the lives
yes.
of their family as well as their
yes.
own.
Yeah,
right.
And so that for me is very much fulfilling.
What four things really egg you and rub you the wrong way about entrepreneurs? They come to you, they pay you the money for you to do the work for them, but there are still these four things that no matter what you do, they just don't listen and they just don't follow through on what you tell them. What would those four things be, if there are any?
Well, what I've realized is a lot of people, for me, you do meet people that you give advice to, and rather than take what you say, they take a part of it, I think some people do. They take a part of it, they build on it, or they may reconstruct it to their own image, and then
mm.
they take it as theirs rather than see it as coming from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
to me, a lot of people are not able to identify where they get the support.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are not able to have gratitude and be able to acknowledge X or
mm-hmm.
a person for their contribution
mm-hmm.
to their development. So,
mm-hmm.
but I see it as human nature. And so for me, when I experience that, I try to move on. But I always talk, part of what I do too in my coaching is that one should be grateful for whatever support that they get, whether it's the simple dotting of an I in a document or the crossing of a T.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what type of assistance we get, we should be able to look at it and
mm-hmm.
value it. And
mm-hmm.
also respect the person who have provided
mm-hmm.
it for us.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we did that, we'll have more, you know, we'll have more giving, I think, and more sharing.
I like what you say, Dr. Cuddle, because I think why people overall, not only black people, not only white, not only purple people, not only orange people, you know, I think people fall into those traps because they do not understand the importance of operating from their authenticity. Because because I know I'm unique, I know I operate from my authenticity, I do not need to be threatened by the strengths and talents that you have.
Yeah.
I can collaborate with you. I can be on the stage with you, compliment you, embrace you, applaud your efforts without being threatened. I do not have to dissect who you are to try and put a part into me. I can honestly go out, I can use your quotes, I can use your tagline, and I can accredit them to you without feeling that I'm losing anything. I want you to grab a sip of water.
Yeah.
Hold your thoughts to give me a response while I take a commercial break here. Again, I just want to talk about the opportunities that is now available in order for everyone who is listening to this show, whether you're listening on archived or you're listening live or you're in the chat room, you have the opportunity to be part of my network to get to utilize my network and my full network. I have over 30-plus thousand people only on the radio show. I have another 20-something thousand on Twitter, and my list is growing and all of that. And you can opt into all of this that I have by visiting drdaphne.in, and you can become a part of my network family. Utilize my network. My network will become your network. We are also working on some different packages that I will be rolling out in a couple of months. And you want to be part of that. You, my listeners and supporters, will be the first to be informed before the general public does. So opt in, go there, you can see what you can get done and what it takes for you to be a part of that. And I want to just step out in faith and say thank you for your support. As I grow, so you will grow. And the number to call in here, I'm in conversation with a business consultant out of Canada, Dr. Cheryl Cuddle. And the number you can call to ask any questions is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Dr. Cuddle, back to you, ma'am. Are you there? Hello? Hello, Dr. Cuddle. Okay, I don't know whether or not we have lost her. Dr. Cuddle, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so go back to you. Did you have a remark about what I had said before I went for the commercial break?
Can you repeat the question again for me?
Oh, no, it wasn't a question. I just merely said that people were not operating from their authenticity, and
okay,
that was
then
the reason why they felt so threatened about, you know, showing gratitude where gratitude was due and all of that. Because I know when you operate in your authenticity and your uniqueness, we don't have to be afraid to lift each other up because we are who we are.
I think that's a great point. I think a lot of people don't know who they are or value who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Or have yet come to that point of, let's say, acceptance of self.
And embracing, And I noticed that men, men have their shortcomings and they communicate differently from us and everything. But one thing the brothers are not reluctant in doing is reaching out to each other.
I know.
You know, they're reaching out. Where we women, we got issues, you know?
Yeah.
And we don't readily embrace other people.
Yeah.
Especially if they're different from us and if they're in the same line of work that we are doing, we are just, oh, that's my competition. I don't want to be bothered with that.
Yeah. But you know,
I have come to know that my competition is my past performance, and that's what I need to work diligently
on.
Each day on in, you know, working towards perfecting my and enhancing my craft. And I can give you an accolade when it is due. I don't have to be threatened
by
what
that.
You're
yeah.
doing.
Yeah. But you know something, Daphne?
Yes.
I think that women across the board might have a problem in terms of working with each other, developing trust and whatever. But to change that overall mindset, it could be, it might take time. But what I identify as a strength is that we are able to meet each other. We are able to identify women who are like-minded. And when we identify those women, we are able to engage in a meaningful relationship, in networking.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think we have to think about those who are not yet there, but let's work with those who are dear and ready to embrace each other and able to network and able to grow. Because we
We need to mentor those who are not there, because we cannot leave them by the wayside. They need our help.
Yes.
But what I see us not doing is to allow them to pull us down in the trenches.
We can extend
a hand, but if we see they're not ready, we keep moving up the line and extending the hand to help one.
Of course.
Each one will help one. And if it's one we get a week or one a month or one a year, it is one more out of the trenches.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Yes, and we just have to keep investing in them. And I think that gives us a perfect segue.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come back to business consultancy, but the statement you just made about women and you know, working with those and building relationships, give me the perfect segue into CPC, Women in Business Globally.
Yes.
Why did you form that organization? What were your thoughts? And how did you know it was going to be so beneficial to women?
Well, what happened several years ago, after I graduated from completing my doctorate degree, part of my research, one thread of my research looked at women and their resistance, particularly to technology, computer technology.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons that also came out of it as to why they are not so computer savvy had to do with the fact that they were not entrepreneurial enough at the time. So I decided to look into that from a research perspective or a researcher's perspective and looking at it from an academic and a business perspective. So I started to do research on that by talking to women who were businesswomen and to get a better understanding. And I also did a seminar in 2005 and I did another one in 2007. And the names of the seminar were Education, Computer Technology, and Entrepreneurship. That's the one I did in 2005. And in 2007, I did another one called Women Entrepreneurship and Computer Technology.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the turnout for the first was great, but the turnout for the second, although I had a lot of exposure, I got the newspaper right wrote me up, I wrote about the upcoming seminar. I got television to broadcast what I was doing. And but the turnout overall to me wasn't what I thought it would be. And what I found out was one of the core reasons for the lack of attendance was the fact that women in business, I think, And I called that word then, because they're all in business, but they did not see themselves to me as entrepreneurs. So the woman who was a professional or career woman to me who was involved in, let's say, media, or who were a dentist or a doctor with their private practices, did not necessarily see themselves as entrepreneurs.
And right, so there's a lot of education that is still needed out there.
Yes.
And we got to, that's why I said we have to be out there and just helping those that are in the trenches.
Yes.
Because it's a lot of entrepreneurs / small business owner, or whatever label they choose to select.
Yeah.
They are missing out because a lack of information and knowledge. They are not making themselves available to whatever information is there. They're not going to seminars. They're not reading. They're not listening to tape. They're not tuning into the show. So all of a sudden, the attorney does not see herself as an entrepreneur.
Yes.
An attorney. And what's an entrepreneur? You know, who's paying you? And all of that. So they need to know. And yes, even if it does not happen in our lifetime, we are beginning the legacy.
Yeah.
So that when your grandkids grow up or their children's children, it will not be the same conversation about them not knowing, because they will know what they need to know.
And you know, so going back to that, what I then decided, rather than call it women entrepreneurship, I thought about women in business, a term in my view that embraced every woman with a business endeavor.
Exactly.
And so in 2008, I decided to get onto Facebook. I was invited sometime before but never took the invitation. And eventually in July of 2008, I decided to go on to Facebook, and there created my first group, Women in Business. And then I thought later on that I will create a more communal space off of Facebook, and so I created the CPC, Women in Business Forum, on the main platform. And it's a smaller group of women, but it's more intimate. And it consists of women from across the globe, and that's another thing for me. I wanted to also find out whether or not women in business across the globe, what commonality do we have? Do we have the same challenges? Do we share the same experiences? How do we resolve our problems? Can we talk to each other to help each other? And so my group is a very global group consisting of women from across the globe. And and it's a very dynamic group also in that because of its diversity.
I was going to ask you, Dr. Cottle, not to be stereotyping anyone or be judgmental in any way, but just for informational purposes, as you look on the membership of the CPC Women in Business, and as you look on the supporters there, would you say black women or other culture and ethnicity, which ones grab on and support this quicker?
That's a
black women or Asian women, Caucasian, what ethnicity you say, come on and say, well, this is a great idea. I want to be a part of it.
Well, to be honest, I mean, in terms of the diversity, in terms of racial diversity, and in terms of the willingness to accept, my group, CPC Women in Business, have different types of women from different cultures across the globe. And so I don't see it as one particular race or group of women from a particular culture.
Yeah, I know that. The question I'm asking, as you look over the growth of it, would you say black women came forward quickly or women from other culture? Because,
goodness.
I mean, anybody can go on the website and see there. It's visible. I'm just asking you as the organizer.
For me,
and as they say, there's a method to my madness. Why I'm asking you this question.
I think,
and it's not about stereotype or being judgmental in any way. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But from where you are sitting and where you're looking, would you say women of other ethnicity other than black embrace it more or less?
Daphne, I don't want to address it like that as yet. I haven't looked at it from that perspective. I think that the women that are part of my community wanted to come to my community. They accept the invitation that I sent out. Some people when they came on board, they said their friends recommended them, so they are joining. And as I said, these women are, regardless of their culture or their color or their ethnicity, they have come voluntarily to me, to my space.
Okay.
I haven't looked at yet to see how many people of one race over the other is a part of the space as yet. You understand?
Right.
What I also think that, yes, I think to a great extent, like people who reflect who I am, black women might be more, a little more hesitant or more resistant to coming on board, maybe because who's Dr. Cutter, and maybe yes, it does take a little time to get people on board. Because
right, and
I
know in my work, and I really don't have an issue in saying what I have observed, because I know in my work, people who are black or whatever label they choose to use on any given day tend to question in intensity about what I do, the cost of what I do, and all of that, where other ethnicity embraces it and sees the value it adds to their life.
Yeah.
And it is what it is. It's not right and it is not wrong, but I'm saying this on global airwaves. I pray the day when black people will stop blaming everybody else for where they are and take the bull by the horn and be the ones that are responsible for their growth and progress.
Of course, it's not
the white people holding us back. It's not the Asian. It's not the purple people. It's not the green people. We are holding ourselves back. And I'm saying this morning, enough is enough. We need to just shake loose of that mess and get up and take what's ours, because there's enough out there for all of us.
I know. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah,
but let's go back. Did you send the email to your daughter? What did she want to come on to talk about the things she's doing?
Yes. She's just upstairs. So when you were on break, I went and I
Okay. So is she here now?
So she said she will talk. So I'll call
her
now.
At the end of you, she can come on. Okay.
Yes.
So wonderful. So let's go back to your consultancy, because I know based on what I've known about you, I don't even remember how we connected. I think we probably connected on a professional black woman or something like that. I don't remember.
I
look and I know the service you offer is available to people globally. Whomever wants your service, it is available globally. They don't need to be in Canada. They don't need to be in Trinidad or U.S.
No.
Wherever they are, they can reach out to you and you are available to them. Is that accurate?
Yes, of course. With online access to the World Wide Web, using Facebook, I mean, it's easy to communicate and to conduct business also because you're online. And so it's a great way now, I think, to do business. You know, you don't have to be in, let's say they call it a brick-and-mortar space anymore. And you can reach a much larger audience also using the Internet. And so I like particularly the introduction of social media and the use of particularly Facebook. I just love Facebook. I love Twitter too. And I use LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. And so, yes, I think we can reach a global audience now. And so my people that I work with comes from Africa. They are from India, people from different parts of Caribbean and North America. It's so great.
It spans the globe.
Beautifully.
A few weeks ago, I had Simon T. Bailey on, and he was saying, as entrepreneurs, we need to begin to think globally, then begin to think in our local zip code. And that's important, because so long as we are on the web, things are at our fingertips. This is a true example of that. You're sitting where? In Ontario, Canada, and I'm in New Milford, Connecticut. And listen, it's as if we are sitting in the living room having a cup of tea. You know, so it's
and
beautiful.
And that's the beauty of the technology, you know?
Huh?
That is the beauty of the technology.
That's right. Why do you think each woman in business / men in business, because they're listening to my show as well, need to have a website? Why do you think they need to have a website?
Okay, I think they need to have a website because a website to me is a reflection of one's professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
It also reflects how serious you are, I think, with your business. You have a space. It's like a brick and mortar online.
Mm-hmm.
And the space is yours. You know, a lot of people use blogs as their website.
Mm-hmm.
And but a blog is, to me, given what the definition of blog is about, and a blog is more sort of, it's the next step. One can integrate a blog into their marketing strategy, but a
website. And that's a dialogue. Is, that's a conversation that's happening.
Yes.
But I see it and the website as you know, two different things. I think people need to have both.
Having both is great because you can integrate them, have both the blog and the website. But so that's my perception of having the website. The website to me is a very professional representation of you and your business.
Mm-hmm.
I have been doing website development since in the 90s, and I've had my website since then. And I've tried also to get a lot of people with businesses to accept to go that way. But a lot of people were resistant to it. And I think more recently there's a lot of information on the internet that talks about the importance of websites. So I think
a lot of entrepreneurs would say to me, oh, no, I can't afford a website.
Yeah.
And then my answer to them is that you can't afford not to have one.
Yeah.
Because when you are asleep, we are living in a global world.
Yeah.
And I mean a virtual world, excuse me.
Yeah, yeah.
And when we are asleep, there are other parts of the world that is up. I know on Mother's Day, I had a guest calling from India. And it was 4:30 in the morning when we were experiencing 7 p.m. here.
Yes.
But she wanted to come on the show to talk about her mother.
Okay.
So if we are not on the web, we are really, really, honestly and truly missing out.
Yeah, not totally not connected, yes. You're missing out on a lot. Yeah.
That's right.
You know, and a person don't necessarily need a very large website. They can start with one with about 5 pages.
And that's what my question was going to be. Why are you reading my mind? Let's talk about the basic website that everyone needs to have.
Yeah, I think one about 5 pages, and then one that looks at, there should be one that looks about an about us page, and that gives information about the company, about the person who is managing the company. And there should be one also about the services that you provide. And maybe about 3, and you need a contact page so that people can contact you. And if you also are interested in having information sent out to your clients, so you want a more interactive space, you can introduce a mailing list where you can send them information, let's say, in your weekly newspaper or your monthly newspaper, and you have a contact page. You must have a contact page, a telephone number, an email that a person can reach you. And so basically you need about four. You don't necessarily need to have, you know, so
but
many.
Just in case you wanted the fifth page, what would that be? Would that be a product page or a service page?
You can
because
have a
one
product
of,
well, the service page is already there, but if you have a service page, depending on the services that you are carrying, you can have another link to define or to further explain what those services are. So
yeah, because the other thing, too, a lot of times I've gone to seminars and sit into IT shops and workshops and hear the experts talking about the importance of having your website earn you some money. They said it's good to have the flashy this and the flashy that, but if it's not earning you any money, what's the sense in having the website? What's your take on that, Dr. Cottle?
Well, that's monetizing your website. I haven't gone that way yet in terms of monetizing my website or my customers. And so in terms of monetizing it, that's not...
Right, and
people,
but then if that's
also,
not something you are doing, then it would not be...
Yeah.
It would not be your area of expertise to be discussing that, but I wanted to throw that out because you were in that area and I wasn't sure what portion of that you are embracing. So
yeah, some people monetize it by using different, I think, programs.
Yeah, some people do ClickPay or different. There are so many, but that's not your area of expertise.
Not only
that, I wouldn't want to use your valuable time to discuss that because there are other things that you are
in. I think a website should be a space where you talk about the product and services that you do. You should provide information that could be uplifting to the individual, try addressing, you know, questions that my media needs. So you can provide them with information on that. Having a newsletter to me is great. Providing them with inspirational tips maybe to be part of your website. Things that can develop the individual holistically. So you sell a service, and at the same time you're providing them with some information that can empower them and can be holistic, you know, facilitate their holistic development. So for me, that's how I like the website.
This is why it is important that each person in business need to do the groundwork and do their due diligence so they know what their needs are.
Yes.
Because what we are doing here this morning is just giving them basic information, but it's not one size cookie cutter.
No,
you got to go there and research and know what your needs are, and then you design your business to deliver.
Yeah, along that.
In that area.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to just take another commercial break here.
Okay.
And to advise my listeners that if you are looking to do any promotion in your business and you are looking for live radio broadcast, you can visit me at drdaphne.in. That's and you can find a way to get information about me doing that. And also, you can be part of my network by visiting my international bulletin board where you have the opportunity to advertise your business for a mere $10 a month. And you will be among the first to take advantages of the promotions that we will be rolling from Marquee Global Coaching and Professional Development in a few months. So I look forward for your support there. Feel free to share it with other people in your list and just support a sister. So yes, Dr. Cottle, back to you. I want to welcome Crafted Space to the chat room. I also want to welcome guest 2805. Feel free to call in. The number is 646-915-8166 if you're in the chat room and you have a question, you can type it. I'm not getting there as frequent as I am supposed to be, but bear with me. And if you are listening, and I also want to welcome guest 2992 to the chat. I am in conversation with business consultant Dr. Cheryl Cuddle out of Canada, and she's also the founder of CPC Women in Business globally. So let's show her some love, call in, let her hear from you, and just call in and show her some love. And if you are a client of hers or if you are a customer or client or anybody who knows about the advantages of the work that she provides, hey, call and say, let the rest of the world hear about that. So, Dr. Cuddle, back to you.
Yes, sir.
So, we spoke about your web design in business. We spoke about the CPC Women in Business. We spoke about the different things you're doing in Trinidad and also in Canada. We spoke about the global span of your clients.
Mm-hmm.
They are not only locally to you, they are all over the world. And the reason that
yep.
you're able to do that is because you are tapping into the virtual market that is available to
yeah.
you. I
yeah.
know you only wanted to stay for 1 hour. So
yeah.
what we are going to do, we are going to go into summarizing what you want to leave the listeners with. I want to thank you for coming on the show. And you know I'm here to serve and add value in whatever way I can. And
yeah.
then I want you to, at the end of your summary, please, if you would just give out your contact information, how
yeah.
the listeners can get in touch with you to utilize the services that you have. So
yeah.
just summarize what you want to leave the listeners with, please, Dr. Cuddle.
What I would like to say again, thanks, Daphne, for having me on your show. I'm really glad to be collaborating with you in terms of empowering women or empowering business people. And
mm-hmm.
I'm really glad to be on your show and have this opportunity to talk. I think as women in business, my focus is primarily women. Men, I have no offense, take no offense. I am not anti-men, but I think my focus is on women at this point in my life. And
that's all
I believe,
right.
I believe women should be empowered. I think we need to take control of our lives to do that we desire and want to do that is in keeping with our own development and our development of our community and our society overall. I think that we should have that opportunity. Maybe some of us lack education or the know-how, not necessarily academic or formal education.
Right.
And that's where I come in. I believe that I can provide that extra bit of information that
mm-hmm.
could facilitate their development.
Mm-hmm.
And at CPC Women in Business, our focus is on networking. It's on educating the individual. It's on empowering the individual to provide to facilitate their overall development. And
mm-hmm.
that is done in a very supportive environment. So
mm-hmm.
basically, CPC Women in Business is about meeting the needs of our women. And
mm-hmm.
so that is in our community. And I want to also advocate that don't be resistant to what you want to achieve. There is a lot of support there. I mean, get access to the internet, get in connection with people, get connected to groups that are there. And CPC Women in Business is a great group, I would say. And to access it, you can access it at http://www.cpcwib.ning.com. I'm also
mm-hmm.
on Facebook,
Women in Business, just simply Women in Business. And you can join me there on my group or on my fan page. And you can look me up on my website at drcott.com. And I also have two blogs. And one blog is cpcwomeninbusiness.blogspot.com. And from there, you will find my other blog. And so I have to again say all the best in what you are doing. And I'm going to leave a quote that to me impacts me a lot. And the quote is by Og Mandino, and it says, "I'm here for a purpose, and that purpose is to grow into a mountain, not to shrink to a grain of sand. Henceforth will I apply all my efforts to become the highest mountain of all, and I will strain my potential until it cries for mercy." So, women out there and men who are listening to Daphne's show, I would like to say that you can achieve your goals. Whatever you desire, it's achievable. Remember also that you cannot do it alone. There is support that you can get from others. And just follow your dreams.
Right.
So that's what I want to say.
Dr. Cuddle, I just want to thank you, and I want you to know that we will certainly have you back on the show because I know we merely scratched the surface of all the expertise that you have to give to my listeners. Yeah. I also want to, at this time, thank you, along with CPC Women in Business, for the honor bestowed upon me this May as featuring me as part of that organization. I thank you so much for that and for adding value and for embracing my vision and my mission. I know that we have only just begun because I know God did not bring us together by mistake. He has a powerful work for us to do.
Yep.
And I'm just so honored to call you friend, to call you colleague, and to call you sister.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And if you would now switch gears and bring Mrs. Darby on.
Yes.
And we can talk about the wonderful things she's doing. I would greatly appreciate that. And while I wait for her to come on the phone, I want to again take a commercial break and remind you that you can visit my international bulletin board at drdaphne.in. And you can see options there where you can advertise your business with me, become part of my network, utilize all of my network, and be the first to take advantage of the specials that Marquee Global Coaching and Professional Development will be rolling out in a few months. And while I am waiting on Mrs. Darby to come on the phone. Mrs. Darby is Dr. Cuddle's daughter, and who is also an entrepreneur and doing some amazing things herself. And don't you just love entrepreneurs who embrace an opportunity when there's one? I must let you know that she was not a scheduled guest, but I figure since her mom was on talking, why not just have her speak about the things that she's doing in her life and with her business. Mrs. Darby, are you there?
Yes, hi. How are you? Thank you so much for having me, Daphne.
I am wonderful. I want to thank you for accepting the invitation to come on. And isn't that what entrepreneurship is all about? Be ready.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yes, be ready. When there's an opportunity, we just embrace it. And I know we'll do an official segment with you later on where we get your cute picture up and all of that. But right now I figure, since your mom was there talking about her stuff, I want to hear from you about what you're doing. So please introduce yourself first, and then we're going to go into some of the things that you're doing.
Well, I'm, Yvette Michelle, and I've been in business actually since 1994.
Wow.
I have been designing fashion accessories, clothing, and home decor items, and have had my own retail location as well as selling online. And nice. Over the past year, I've been also developing a new business venture called Crafted Spaces. I have two wonderful little boys. And my husband and I live just outside, about an hour and a half outside of Toronto. And I work primarily from home.
Wonderful.
And over the years, I've seen many different transformations as far as my business goes. And I also work as a business consultant independent with my mom occasionally through conversation.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Michelle. Michelle is your first name, is that?
It's Yvette Michelle, yes.
Yvette Michelle.
Yes.
At what stage of your life did you decide, man, I like this entrepreneurial thing. I see my mother doing this thing. I think I'm going to try it. At what stage of your life did you make that decision?
I was in my third year of university, and I was sitting in a biochemistry class, and I was doodling sketches of handbags. And that's when it hit me. But maybe this might not be here.
I love it. I hope the professor didn't see it.
No. No, mind you, I it was sort of one of those things where I sat back and I said, wow, is this really, you know, which direction do I really want to go here? I had spoken to my mom and I said to her, you know, you are obviously an amazing inspiration academically and in so many different ways. And what would you think about me doing something completely different with my life? And she's like, well, go for it. What
go
do you want to do?
Go for it, girl. That's what I'm talking about. Go for it.
Yeah,
wow.
What do you want to do?
What
you know,
a story.
And it just sort of hit me. And it was one of those things where for many years I'd been sort of making things for myself and for friends and family. And it was just something that I had.
Why did I meet you this late?
Joy for. What, sorry?
Why did I meet you when you stopped making for friends and family? That's
I'm always
wonderful.
Making for friends and family.
Beautiful.
Always making for friends and family. Never too late.
So let's speak about the accessories that you do, because I'm going to have you back on the show to speak about crafting spaces.
Yes.
But I want to talk about the accessory piece of who you are today, Yvette Michelle.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, certainly. Yeah.
Let's talk about the
accessories
that you design.
Yeah, in 1994, I established Verona Collections. And that remains my, I guess, first and true entrepreneurial love, which focuses on fashion accessories primarily and clothing primarily for women. I started off with making mostly jewelry, hats, and bags, and have expanded over the years with other types of pieces. Most of what I do focuses on natural fibers. And or natural materials. So anything that are like freshwater pearls or stones is what most of the jewelry is made out of, sterling silver. And as far as the fiber part of what I do, working primarily with things like cotton and silk and linen and some hemp materials. More and more, most of my newer pieces are starting to incorporate reused or recycled materials into it. The silk pieces that I've done, I've tie-dyed or I've batiked the silk and then or hand-painted them and then, transformed them into individual pieces. A lot of the work also tends to be very, very feminine in nature because lots of florals or I would make handmade roses or things like that and that into the pieces. I've also even brought my mom into the mix at times and have had her bring out her artistic side and hand paint pieces as well.
You have to get a grandmama, and that grandmama is me.
There you go. but, yeah,
I haven't seen the pieces yet,
things.
And I'm sitting here getting the chills. I have a friend who is now in Jamaica who I will definitely need to introduce you to. Her name is Donna Glaive. And she's an eating well and living well coach. And everything you just mentioned about what you are working with is what she embraces. So I'll have to connect you both.
Certainly.
How do you sell your pieces? How does the world get access to your work?
I have a website, which is VeronaCollections.com, all one word, just as it sounds, V-E-R-O-N-A Collections. It's also linked to an Etsy store online. I also do a number of trade and craft shows in the Toronto area. For example, on the 27th to the 29th, I'll be at the clothing show in Toronto. So there's a number of different avenues that I use. My website currently does not have an online boutique. I'm restructuring that for the late summer. But the Etsy shop is under Verona Collections as well, and that showcases a handful of my designs.
You know, when we have in conference in America, well, you will need to be there with all those wares and tears.
Well, I am there.
All right. What, Yvette Michelle, what kind of an advice would you give to a young person who is sitting in a class at a university struggling or doodling on what their passion and purpose is supposed to be, yet they're fighting it? What little word of wisdom would you like to share with them to help them take that leap of faith?
I think first and foremost, I'd like to say, you know, entrepreneurship is not an easy path. It is not for the faint of heart.
That's right.
It does require a lot of work, a lot of dedication, a lot of very long sleepless nights and hours.
Right.
However, it does feed your soul if that's what you're after. If what you're looking for is something that you can truly be passionate about, something that you can throw yourself into, something that can engulf you, something that allows you to express yourself in a much more deeper and fulfilling way, then it is the path that you may want to look at.
That's right.
So I think you do have to consider what, I mean, obviously everyone has what you want to live, and there's a balance between, and I've said this to some of my clients as well, there's a balance between expressing yourself creatively and being business-minded. And so you do want to think very carefully about the path and the strategy that you want to use to get there. But I think once you have figured that out, that you can find yourself being a very fulfilled individual. And therefore, living towards your own potential is something that is extremely rewarding.
That's right.
But it is definitely something that you have to sit down and think about where it is that you want to go, where you envision yourself being, and how it is you plan on getting there.
Exactly. And, it's important to believe, because I am sure you have experienced the same thing where you had to make the plan. You knew what you wanted to be, yet, but maybe there are some of your friends or somebody who say, Yvette Michelle, oh, you crazy. Why you want to do that? I know your mom is successful, but girl, why you think you're going to be able to do that? And you still had to listen to that little voice inside of your heart that said,
oh,
maybe
definitely.
You go for it. You go for it.
Yeah.
When those times hit, how did you overcome or victoriously? How did you conquer those moments?
Well, I think one of the key things is, you know, value. And value from a number of perspectives. One, valuing yourself, valuing that which you have to provide to others, and then asking for what you have provided to be valued by others, right? I mean, it's a question of, you know, if you have something that you can do, you have to be able to know, okay, you know, I have this thing, a dream, but it has to have a value that you feel confident about and have faith in, right? To be able to sell and project to other people, right?
That's
and
right.
I think one of the things is, I mean, I have to say I am fortunate because I do have a very supportive mother and essentially my best friend, as well as my husband that's been extremely supportive. But for many years, it was just myself and my mother. And a lot of that is you do need, I have to say, you do need someone. I think it is helpful at least to have someone out there that also values what you're doing.
Exactly.
Right?
A lot of times, Yvette Michelle, that someone is not going to be in your family, you know, because family, God bless them, they love us dearly and they don't want to see us hurt. And they don't want us to take chances. So, and that's why coaches and mentors, all role models, are very important in our lives.
Exactly.
A lot of times you have to get that little extra investment in you and go and hire a coach That will be an objective sounding board and to help you flush this thing out. Because I know that there are some people that are looking for their spouses to support them. And in the beginning, they are not ready to support you because they are scared.
Oh,
they are looking,
exactly.
If you are not bringing in an income, they will have to be picking up the slack 100%. So be ready to go outside to find someone who will support what you're doing and will give you professional guidance.
Definitely. And I mean, I agree with that. That's why I say, you know, I've been fortunate enough in that capacity. But I definitely can I attest to the fact that, you know, one of the other things that I've said over the years with even business consulting and clients there is that, you know, if you have to make a list, you start off with a list of all your friends and family and everyone that you know. And a lot of times they'll say, well, this is supposed to be your soft contact. But to me, start off with the list of all your friends and family and people that you know, and those aren't going to be your first clients.
Exactly. Because guess what? If you're looking to test something for free, they're going to be there. But I'm telling you, Yvette Michelle, my experience, they are not taking out their credit cards, they're not taking out their checkbook, and they're not opening their wallets.
Exactly.
So
right.
You got to find somebody who is going to want to do those things to support what you're doing. But a lot of times, if you're looking for opinion about what you're doing, and you know they will give you not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear, then you can use those lists of families and friends and all of that. But
exactly.
A lot of times,
it's
they are not
time.
Going to be your first clients, as you rightfully said.
And it's over time.
I want to remind the callers that I'm now on the line with Dr. Cheryl Cuddle's daughter, Michelle Yvette Darby, right?
It's Yvette Michelle Cuddle Darby. I know it's quite a mouthful.
Yvette Michelle Cuddle Darby. And she, too, is an entrepreneur out of the Ontario area. And she's just here sharing with us how she stepped out in faith and began what she was doing and the kind of material that she works with and why it is healthy to use her products because they are made from the best. So if you have a question for her, which I hope you do, feel free to call in to 646-915-8166 and ask her about some of the things that she's doing and see what you can learn by picking her brain. And remember, you can also visit my international bulletin board at drdaphne.in, and you can do 20 words plus your official link to your site for a mere $10 a month, and that will also put you in the position to be part of the rolling out promotions that I'll be doing in a couple of months and will make available first to my listeners and supporters from the A New Day show. So back to you, Mrs. Yvette Michelle Cuddle Darby. You see I got it?
Yes, you did.
Right.
It's quite a mouthful. I'm sorry for that. But,
oh, yeah, just give me a break. I got it.
There you go.
So let's go back and talk about that first purse that you made or you designed. Do you do the manufacturing yourself or you outsource that?
For many years, I was the sole bottle washer and everything else, as they would say, would do everything from the pattern drafting to the finished product and embellishing. And to a point where I had hired on contract several ladies, very talented ladies, to be able to create different aspects of it. And then it would come back to me, and I would do the embellishing and finishing off of certain pieces. It really depends on the item, because some items are very much it's very involved handmade-wise in terms of embroidering or beading or hand painting, and in those cases, it's pretty much all on myself to do from beginning to end.
Beautiful. So are all your pieces one of a kind?
They are a common, I have one of a kind pieces, but most of them are limited edition in that I will only do a handful of each piece. Part of it is that I select, you know, for example, my tie-dye pieces. Everyone ends up unique because I take one set of yardage of fabric and I will dye it. And whatever comes out of that, that's it. You know, there's nothing else that's going to come out of it. And then there are pieces where I will find very interesting vintage fabric. And then, again, that becomes only, you know, maybe I can only make four bags out of that. So it makes it something a little bit unique, and each piece becomes, in that case, I think, something that the buyer has, that they know they're not going to walk into an event or a place and find.
And see that.
I also do custom orders. So if people wanted to have a piece custom made to match an outfit or a color scheme or something like that,
yeah,
or bridesmaids,
I love that.
And, then that's something that I also provide as a service.
And I know I'm going to go to look at your collection, but are your jewelry chunky, or you have a mixture?
Over the years, I've done different types of work, and right now I think it's back to the delicate phase again, where there are more lighter pieces. I think that sort of changes from time to time depending on my mood. Like, I've worked with heavier, chunkier pieces. At one point, I was using a lot of batik bone beads from Africa, and I was incorporating, you know, heavier glass beads, handmade glass beads. And I think it's just a question of where I'm at. And at this point, I think most of the jewelry that I've been doing are, again, back to delicate sort of freshwater pearls and sterling silver and, you know, pink jade with, like, I have a pink jade with kind of very citrus, you know, Austrian crystal bead. You know, so things that are a little bit more, I guess part of it, too, is I have two kids, and it's, you want something light that you can wear and you can transcend from day to evening. And I'm not changing up. So it's, so a lot of that is also in my own lifestyle, also influences my designs.
And I'm on the other side of the pendulum. I am at the diva age, where I need it diva.
Yeah.
So when you come to me, you're going to have to switch over to making the diva pieces.
There you go. And I am more than open to that, for sure.
You know, I cannot say the name of the store, but there's a certain store in New York that has a jewelry. And at the price they are selling it, it's really not in my budget now, but I have printed that off, and it, the jewelry is made out of 32. It's a blue stone, but it's not, I think it's amethyst. No, amethyst is purple. It's a blue stone. It's not turquoise, but it's another flat one. And I have that design down. It's up in my office on my bookshelf. I'm looking at it every day.
There you
and
go.
And every time I hear they're having a mineral show, I'm going there to look for the pieces to buy, because I say, I'm sure I'm going to get somebody to make that. Oh, that piece, it is something else.
Wow.
It is such a beauty. I put it on in the store, and I took the picture and everything, and I said, this is going on my goal poster.
Awesome. Well, I mean, I do have clients who want more bold, vibrant pieces, and as I said, that's where my custom order service comes in, because then it sort of can be more tailored to the style and of
it
my clients
up.
And allow them to express their own, you know, sense of style.
Do you find that men buy your pieces to make gifts, or they're not there yet? They still have to send their wives or significant other to choose?
Well, I get lots of gift certificates from
men
because, of course, they're a little... they're a little more trickier, not wanting to, not quite sure, pick something that they're not too sure what their significant other may like. Exactly. But also, to the value of having a gift certificate, it with something where they know that the person can come and have something made to their own liking.
To their own liking.
A great value.
Yes.
Right.
Wonderful.
Otherwise, over the years, you know, I've had, when I had my retail location, where men would walk in and they'd have that look on their face where I'm not too sure where I am, what I'm doing, but I'm going
to
trust you to help me.
Ooh. Here's a gift certificate. Rescue. To the rescue. To the rescue.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
To the rescue. What are you most proud of out of what you're doing. Not, I mean, business-wise, not your hobby, not your children. Business-wise, what are you most proud of on this journey that you're on?
I think the fact that I refer to it as designing your own life. And I think the ability to get to a point where you feel like you're designing your own life and you're the navigator of things. We're all bounded by, obviously, different things in our life and the world and certain things that are that we don't potentially have any control or governance over. But I think when you get to a point where you feel like your day is your own and you can map out your own direction, for me, that is extremely liberating.
That is.
And it's something for me that I don't really feel like I can trade. Like, I mean, I've worked over the years with organizations. I've gone back and forth through being hired, and I've done, you know, where I've been a practice manager for an investment consultant, where I've, you know, worked in the communications and, you know, marketing. But I always still feel a sense of liberation because I am my own person, and I am my own being, you know what I mean, from that perspective, in the truest sense of controlling what you want to do with your life and how your day, from a day-to-day basis goes, you know what I mean?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I think if I had, in terms of identifying all the many things, but I think one of the other thing is also bringing to life an idea, bringing to life a concept that was nothing and was on paper or just... Yeah. You know, to me, that is a truly rewarding feeling. And seeing somebody hold a piece of, you know, jewelry or a bag that I've created and look at it with awe and say, oh, my God, this is gorgeous. You know what I mean? That is like, wow. You know, to me, that makes it worth some of the other difficulties that you come across.
That's right. And, yes, you get paid for those pieces, but the money is not what you're most happy about. It's that smile.
Exactly.
Or that expression of gratitude that person may come back and give to you.
Exactly. Like,
so
I mean, many
like
years
Sunday
ago.
I was broadcasting out of New York at my master stylist's salon, and he said what he likes about what he does, it's not the tips, it's not the pay, but it's when somebody leave and come back 2 or 3 days after that and said, I thank you, my hair is still standing strong.
Yes.
I get
yes.
so much compliment about it. And this
exactly.
is what it is about for me as well, transforming lives and bring value to people's lives that they can look and say, I am really feeling good about who I have become or the journey to which I'm on. And I know your pieces do the same thing. It transforms people's lives because as women, we all want to be special.
Definitely.
And it doesn't matter whether we're getting something at the Goodwill or the consignment or something. We want to get the best piece. And when we walk out, we want heads to be turned, you know, looking at who we are. And I just want to commend you for just doing that for women.
Well, thank
of all
you.
Ages.
Yeah, definitely. And I have, the thing is, too, I've had clients come up to me. And maybe they bought my piece at a store because I, at one point, used to sell directly through some other retailers. And they'll come up, and I've never personally met them. And they're like, oh, they've said, oh, they've noticed my name at a trade show. And they're, oh, my God, you're Veronica Collections. And I remember one woman coming up to me, and she says, I bought one of your bags for my wedding, and I have all of my – I ended up putting all of my keepsakes after in it. And just the fact that a piece, something that I've created, is actually a part of her life memory.
That's
and a very special moment in her life was...
How special is that? I'm sure
exactly.
it gave you the chills.
Yeah.
Every girl's
exactly.
wedding day is special.
Yeah.
And she saw your piece special enough to include in that. That's powerful.
Yeah. And to me, that makes it worth it, for sure.
Yes, yes. And I know you're walking in your calling and your purpose and everything like that. Does spirituality play any role in what you're doing in your business and your overall life?
Definitely. Definitely. I think for myself, without a grounded belief in God, I know for some people these days it's a scary thing to even say out loud. For some people, it's like religion has become this, you know, bad word for some. But to me, a grounded belief in God and a faith in God, I think if you don't, for me, if I don't have, without that, I don't think I would have the same direction or sense of purpose or sense
That's
of
right.
self.
That's right.
And it's something that in growing up as a child, you know, it was sort of like I was allowed to explore that feeling of identifying and finding God and finding my own way of communicating with Him. And I think today, if I didn't have that as well, some of the things that inspire me and ideas that I have and how it flows through me, I don't think it would be the same.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm glad that you said that because, as you say, religion and spirituality is so scary for young people. I remember a couple months ago, I went out with my neighbor. I have a neighbor here. He's in his 70s, and he's such a good friend of mine. Everything I want done, I call him. Day before yesterday, I couldn't buckle my shoes, you know. You know, girls are putting on these pumps, and then you can buckle one side, you couldn't buckle the other.
Yeah.
I call him. He was home. I said, Charlie, can you meet me out the gate so you can buckle my shoes?
Oh, my.
And it's so funny. He went out, and he was all the people. There's some girls from church, that six of us in a group together. And he is the first time he was coming out and meeting those women. And after he met the women and the men that were there and everything who were all Christians, he kept saying, I had so much fun. They are fun. So when I said it to my girlfriend, Trish, she laughed because she said, yeah, because most people think Christians are holy rollers and we don't have any fun.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
the whole perception, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But, hey, we have more fun than anybody else. Where would you like to see Verona Collections in the next 5 years?
I think the path that I'm taking right now with my business is one where I'd like to reopen a retail location. And I started my business in Trinidad and Tobago several years ago as well, where I registered my business and I started it down there with the intent to expand on my production, the production side of what I do. And so I think I'd like to be able to further develop that. And I think just continuing to create designs that come out of me expressing myself in a full sense of the word, but also designs that can transcend time and where people are able to see it's something that they can kind of pass down and they can wear for, you know, many years to come. And I think continuing in that that trend, and more of my designs also are working into a more environmental consciousness in terms of materials that are recyclable or reclaimed materials or reused materials, and sort of developing that further as well.
Yeah, and something that will enhance your life because we can really lengthen our lives because God wants us to live well and live long.
Yeah.
And we have that control in our hands, and it depends on what we put inside and what we put on our backs and all of that. So we as a people, doesn't matter where we are, doesn't matter our ethnicity, we need to become more health conscious, and we have to go out there and seek for the things that will help us in doing that.
Definitely. And I often joke about the fact that I'm not providing something where if a person came down and had to write their list of, you know, like a Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it's not high on their list of priority. You know, it's a handbag or it's a purse. But it can be the difference of making somebody feel nice about themselves, you know, or, you know, enhance their outfit and maybe brightens their spirit for that afternoon or day.
That's
and
right.
that the feeling that comes out of it is really the value, you know.
That's right.
Otherwise, it's not really, you know, the toss-up between paying a bill and buying one of my handbags, you know, is something that I can, you know. But it is something that I'm hoping more people with feeling good about themselves and having that sense of, you know, energy that they can, that comes out of it, can help propel them feel better about something else and do other things in their life that makes them feel good.
Exactly. And there are some people who are already there. Yes. Some people really don't care. But I tell you something. I know people who are unemployed. And if they hear that people have in a pocketbook show and everything, the first word out of their mouths would be, is it a C? I'm not calling out the name on my show because they're not sponsoring my show. Mm-hmm. They're asking if it's made by that designer with a C. And I'm thinking, they're not even working. But they're ready to go commit to spending that money for the purse. So some people are already there, not that they can afford to be there, but at least they'll do what they have to do to get it. And the thing is,
and you'd hope somebody wouldn't sacrifice a bill or food for something like that. But
that's
right.
But there are some of them who are doing it, and until we can educate them to do better,
And
it comes down to education. It really comes down to education. How do you balance being a mommy, being a wife, being a great daughter, and being a successful entrepreneur?
I think in terms of the balancing part, there are many days where I honestly do feel like, oh, my heavens, you know, I'm going to pull my little hair follicles and braids out. I think there is I'm a to-do list person.
Mm-hmm.
And
good.
I feel good if the day passes and there's at least three things I've knocked off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, palatable bites.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Because you are wearing multiple hats and you can't possibly be everything to everyone at every time.
That's right.
So I think having, for me, a to-do list, and I have a little calendar, my little magnetic board with my calendar, and I write in little notes. I don't commit very many things to long-term memory if I don't have to.
No, because it's not helping you nor anybody.
Exactly.
You know, we got
I free
to
up my mind
to
for other things.
Write things down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I definitely write a lot of to-do lists, and I keep, I have journals that are dating back 10, 12 years.
I am a journal person, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So by writing things down, keeping track of my vision, keeping track of how I want things to develop, like I have one book that's dedicated to Verona Collection Ideas, you know, organizing my thoughts that way. But I think also knowing when to let go.
Yes, and delegate, too, because some women got issues with letting go and delegating.
Yes.
They just think they got to do everything. Nobody can do it as good as they do.
Exactly.
And then they're ripping their hair out and they're yelling at the cat, the dog, the tree, everything.
Oh, yes. And I think also in the past year, because I have a one-year-old and I have an eight-year-old, in the past year I have to admit that my husband has probably changed more diapers than I have.
Oh, that's good. He's a trooper.
Yes.
Tell him he's not going anywhere. He is a keeper.
Not if I can help it.
Right?
So,
you can help it. He changing diapers, he's a keeper. He is not going any place.
Definitely. Right? So, I mean, that helps a lot, having that support.
Yeah.
And, I mean, my mom has also provided a significant amount of portion of her life in the past year or two to also help me with regard to that. And I think, but definitely being able to let go and delegate and step away. And also sometimes too, I think, I say this to some of the clients that are very creative, that they're doing in a creative field especially, you know, they keep wanting, there's a perfection level that they want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And it's letting go and getting to a point where you say, you know, this is done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Getting to a point of where you can step away from your work and you can say, yes, this is finished. It's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you can find yourself staying recreating and never really getting to a point of letting go and moving on to the next project.
Right. How many hours per week or per month, I don't know how you do it, do you set aside for creating, like designing, and then you get to work? How much time do you set aside for drawing or creating or whatever?
I think it's kind of sometimes to me, creating and designing happens when I'm driving in the car with my sketchbook. You know, like I don't drive, so I'm sitting in the passenger seat, and my husband's like,
You don't drive?
No, I don't, and that's part of the thing, too. It's like, when are you going to learn to drive? But I found myself sitting there with my sketch pad and an idea will come and I will. So it doesn't always happen in a very structured way.
And for that reason, you're never going to want to drive.
Well, living in Toronto for as long as I did, you know, between taxis and the streetcar and the subway and everything's been in access and we were right downtown Toronto, it was some of those things you put off and you put off. And, I mean, now I live off of Lake Simcoe and I can't put it off anymore because we're
I've never
very
been to
rural.
Canada. I hear how beautiful it is, though.
It is. It is. That, but it's also cold. But there are parts that are, like,
that's
where we are,
right.
It's
so,
very
so is Connecticut. Trust me.
Okay.
It's not Trinidad and it's not Jamaica, but hey.
I know.
There's something else that is good about it.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, where I am is very scenic. We're right on Lake Simcoe and there's many, lots of trees and, you know, but it also means that you're somewhat isolated to get to anything. So learning to drive is on the list there. But I mean, as far as time for creativity, there are where I, most, a lot of my work tends to happen at night when everybody's asleep.
Wonderful.
You know, then it's uninterrupted, quiet time, I'm in my studio, and it's just me and my thoughts, and I can kind of develop things from there a little further. So I make note of ideas during the day as they come, but then that's my bulk of time for developing them.
Wow. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Is there anything else you want to share? And I want to speak with you about scheduling a time to have you come back, officially come back.
Definitely,
and,
thank you.
And talk about creative spaces. Not now, we won't do it on the air, but I want to give you this opportunity to summarize your conversation, send any message out that you want other budding entrepreneurs to know, and also to give your contact information out where people can reach you, please, Yvette.
Certainly. Well, I think first, you know, one of the things that I was listening to your prior conversation with my mom, and you guys were talking about the idea of making money from your website, and that question came up. And I feel like I wanted to add something just before we go on that, which is that I think if you have a well-designed website and you have a well-defined service or product that you're offering your clients, that in itself is monetizing your website.
Yes.
That in itself draws people and makes people continue to be there. And if you're offering them something of value to them, then in essence, that is your revenue. That is where your revenue is going to come from. Having said that, over the years, I've, you know, between my own business and helping others with their businesses, it is, I will reinforce again, a sense of value. Value yourself, value what you do, and in be able to communicate to others that value. For Verona Collections, my designs are available on Etsy, as I mentioned. My website is veronacollections.com. I can also be reached on Facebook as well. I have a Facebook page for Verona Collections. And I also have currently a Ning group through the Crafted Spaces, which we will talk about next time, but that is craftedspaces.ning.com. And I'm always available to talk to others that are looking at exploring their own creativity and who are looking at developing creative business ventures. If you're interested in having an item custom made, you can contact me through my website. My email address is ymcottle, C-O-T-T-L-E, at
veronacollections.com. Y-M-C-O-T-T-L-E.com?
No,
what's
it's ymcottle at Verona, V-E-R-O-N-A, collections.
.com. All right.
And that's my direct email.
Yes. Yes. Do you have a closing
call? Thank you so much.
Oh, it was a pleasure. And thank you for stepping up. I look forward to connecting. And I want to invite you to go over to my international bulletin board and let yourself be visible there so the rest of the world and the rest of my network can start supporting Verona Collections.
Well, thank you so much, definitely. And thank you so much for this opportunity to speak with you and your listeners today. And in terms of closing thought, I think living creatively and finding ways of expressing yourself, even if it's not a business venture, feeds your soul.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I am just so thankful. I'm looking forward to meeting you and to seeing what you do. I'm looking forward to having you back on the show to officially welcome you. But I want to thank you for stepping up today and just passing and investing time into my listeners and into my vision and calling and purpose. And you know I'm here to support and add value. I'm only an email away. I look forward. I'll connect with you on Facebook, and hopefully you accept me and all of that. And whatever I can do to add value to what you're doing, please do not hesitate to call me. Does Dr. Cuttle want to say something, she said? No?
Certainly. 1 second. I will get her.
Okay. So, what an amazing story. You are listening to Yvette Michelle Cuttle Darby, who is the daughter of Dr. Cheryl Cuttle. And she is a phenomenal and successful businesswoman in her own right, just walking in the calling and just doing the things that God created her here to do, and helping women transform their lives and feeling good about who they are. So that I enjoy that conversation with her. Yes, so did she?
Hi, Daphne.
Yes. Oh, I thought I heard you in the background. I didn't know if you had something you wanted to say. Did you enjoy it? Were you proud of your baby girl?
Of course, darling. I've been listening to her in the other room, and with the conversation between you and her, it's great. And I have to say again, thanks for having us both on your show. And
what
I
a blessing it was.
Yes. And
what
all
a
the
blessing.
Best. And we will continue to network with each other.
Oh, yes, and do what God wants us to do.
Yes.
Keep doing God's work, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. And
okay,
thank you for what you both are doing in the lives of women.
Okay, thank you very much, and you have a great day.
Yes,
great
thank you.
End of
thank
the show.
You.
Okay, then? Bye-bye.
Yes, God bless. Yes, that was Dr. Cheryl Cuttle and her beautiful daughter, Yvette Michelle Cuttle Darby. And she mentioned about her wares are at veronacollection.com, and her email address is ymcuttle, it's C-O-T-T-L-E, at veronacollections.com. And you can just go there and support her. She have another business called Creative Spaces, and we're going to have her back on to speak about that. And I again want to remind you that you can visit my International Bulletin Board at drdaphne.im, and you can advertise your 20 words there for $10 a month. You can also add your link where my network will click on that and go directly to your web page or wherever you send them. And we look for your support there, and we just look for your support. We want you to embrace the things that we are doing. Also, if you are a business owner and you want to attract people to your business, I am available for doing live radio broadcasts at your location. As my marketing consultant and coach says, he says, the doc is doing home visit and the doc is doing business visit. So, you know, call us up, send us an email. You can email me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, and you can just reach out to me. I'm available. We can talk about, yes, there is a cost, but I'm willing to come there and to do my magic with my sunny personality. I have been told that I am one of the best with my interviewing skills and talents, and I have the warmth of attracting your customers to your business, and just to give you all the perks that is needed. So if you want to do that, reach out to me by email or send me a message here on the radio show, and we'll talk about how we can do that and how long we can set up for, and I come to your location. You just need to let me know when. And again, my international bulletin board can be seen and can be viewed at, or utilized at drdaphne.in, and you can advertise your business 20 words for $10 a month. Plus, you can do your link, your active hyperlink that people can click on and go to your website. I will see you again on Sunday evening. Please join me at 7 p.m. when we will be doing this live segment shows. On Sundays, we deal with life issues, overcoming adversities, taking advantage of your adversities, reinventing your lives, or any other empowering thing that is happening in your life. So join us, and this Sunday evening, I'm not sure who my guest is going to be yet, but if you have a story of reinventing your life, taking control of your, taking advantage of your adversities, we want to hear your story, and we want to get into conversation with you. Again, the promotion for on the bulletin board, whether you are listening live or in the archive, you can take advantage of that. So stop by my show page, Market Favorite, and become a friend. And this way you will be kept informed of what I am doing, when I'm doing it, and you'll know who all my guests are. Again, that address for the International Bulletin Board is drdaphne.in. Visit me on Facebook. Visit me on Twitter. By doing a Google search on me, you'll find all the places that I'm at. I'm on LinkedIn. I am all over the place, and I want you to be there with me. So stop by and visit me and show me your support. Stop by the show and send me a message about your thoughts on the show, if it is doing anything to your life. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you want to hear. Again, this is Dynamic Daphne on this gorgeous Wednesday morning, broadcasting out of New Milford. I want to keep reminding you that you do not have to settle for mediocrity, because you have the ability to create excellence. You were created with a destiny and for a purpose. I want you to continue to do that, and do not allow anyone to derail you. Again, visit me at drdaphne.in and take advantage of the things that I'm offering there. I'll see you on Sunday evening. In the meantime, God bless you, stay blessed, and follow your destiny.
What's the plight that you called me to, the thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Place you've called me
What's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?